Thank you.
Here's a little taste of the Texas Panhandle, where if you don't play football, you don't get fed. He was a panhandle prince, a schoolboy football king. They tell him high in the halls because he could run them balls, but it was rumored down deep he was mean. He dated high-toned girls with frosted pom-pom curls, but he never gave out his ring. He was the best of the best. He met the gridiron test, and there ain't nothing as American and clean. He was the pride of the backfield, on the hero of his day. He carried the ball for the red and blue, they won District AAA. And his name made all the papers as the best they ever had. So nobody understood it when the great Joe Bob went bad. Well, first he lost his scholarship to Texas Tech for drinking during training and breaking the coach's neck. And then he got suspended for acting obscene around the cum laude daughter of the dean. Then he met up with a waitress. Her name was Luce Ruby Cole. While she was hopping tables down at the hidey hole. And he met her on the slide when her daddy weren't around. But he stopped making yardage when he started messing around. He was the pride of the backfield, on the hero of his day. He carried the ball for the red and blue, they won District AAA. And his name made all the papers as the best they'd ever had. So nobody understood it when the great Joe Bob went bad. The recitation. Okay. Not a banjo solo. Well, it spread like country wildfire. Something big had gone all strange. Joe Bob, the greatest halfback, had started acting half deranged. He'd been seen out with a woman, getting drunk and having fun. He growed his hair and gave up prayer and said, football days are done. Then he and old Luce Ruby robbed a Pinky's liquor store. They had a run-in with the law when they was running out the door. And Joe Bob's fate was sealed for the next century. He traded in the pigskin for the penitentiary. He was the pride of the backfield, on the hero of his day. He carried the ball for the red and blue, but then he threw that all away. And his name made all the papers as the best they'd ever had. So nobody understood it. Nobody comprehended when the great Joe Bob went.